Hello and welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we feel a psalm coming on. We're going to take a look at some of the key psalms that you've probably heard 100 times. We're going to delve in a little bit deeper and say, what do they have to say to us? Tune in on today's show.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. Jen, we've already passed Christmas. We've passed New Year's.
We've passed paying off of our bills. And we're ready for whatever's next.
That's right. So glad that you've tuned in. Wherever you're at, wherever you are in the world, we're always amazed with all the viewers that we see from Brazil. We saw someone in Brazil, France. Where else was there, Jen?
All over the U.S.
The States, all over the U.S. So thank you so much. Thank you to the people who are generously supporting us through your gifts. If you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and click our partners page, you can go to Patreon. And from there, you can donate a quarter each episode, 25 cents or maybe a dollar each episode. And that's really going to help us out and help Robbie Ferguson and the team from Category 5 TV keep New Every Day strong. So thanks so much. Mm-hmm. So Jen?
On today's show, we are going to look at one psalm in particular. But the Book of Psalms is actually like a songbook. Well, is the songbook in the Old Testament. And it's comprised by a lot of people. King David wrote a majority of the Psalms. King Solomon, the sons of Korah, Moses, which is very interesting, wrote one of the Psalms. And
I did not know that.
I know. That's cool, eh?
You learn something on New Every Day, every day.
I know, New Every Day. Look, we can just turn to Psalm 90 and... And it says, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. So this is the psalm, I believe, that is he wrote coming up out of the Red Sea.
Okay.
Yes. So as I flip back. So it's very interesting. We often think that all of the songs that are in the Old Testament are only in the Book of Psalms. But there's a song of Miriam.
Right.
And this is a song of Moses. And then...
Song of David in Samuel.
Yes. And then Deborah has a song in the Book of Judges.
Really?
Yes. So it is very interesting as you read through the Old Testament that you find these different psalms. And so I'm going to trust that Robbie is going to do his magic because I cannot currently find where it is.
That's okay.
So, Robbie. But basically, the Psalms have been collected and arranged over time, and it was the hymn book that the Jewish people would use as part of their worship. And so particularly what we're going to pick out, there's so many good ones and there's so many songs that we sing that come from the Psalms. Yeah. And so we thought, that we would just pick out a few that have been personally meaningful to us. And what we're going to do, we're just going to read through them and we want you, the viewer, either to close your eyes or to read along on the screen. And what are those words that sort of jump out to you? And that's, it was very interesting. I had a conversation with a young man who's interested in becoming an Anglican priest. And he was talking to me about why they read the way they do. It's all in a monotone voice. Have you ever noticed that? Like Catholic and Anglicans, priests read in this monotone voice like
that's
this.
That's on purpose?
It's on purpose so that the spirit speaks through the words and puts the emphasis on the words that need to be emphasized rather than the pastor or the priest picking the words that need to be emphasized. So that way it's all said in the exact same way every time. So then it leaves it in the hand of the spirit to do the work rather than the pastor.
That's a very interesting way of going about it, actually.
I thought so too, because so often, you know, I read it the same way every time, and then you'll read it and somebody else will read it. And it's like, okay, because you want to hear the different voice and what are the words they're focusing on.
I think there's something tremendously powerful listening to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Like reading it is one way of taking it in. But there's something so different about hearing the story, about hearing the psalm.
Yes.
And hearing the words of Christ through another reader. Mm-hmm. I find it tremendously powerful and sometimes a lot easier to remember.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
You know what's so wonderful about the Bible, Jen, is that there's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a historical book. Mm-hmm. It's a romance. It's a drama.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a comedy. And there's something for the people who love literature, mm-hmm. who love poetry, who love music.
Yes.
And actually, one of the band members in the band I Am They, if you want to check them out, you can get their CD, actually, if you go to our partners page and go to Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can find their CD there. But I just really appreciated this guy's story. And basically, he had gone through a hard time in his life and decided, he played guitar, and decided one day that, you know what, he just couldn't deal anymore with his life. He was in high school, and that he was going to commit suicide.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And he was thinking about doing it, and then a girl he met at school came up to him and said, oh, hey, like, you play guitar. That's kind of cool. So do I. And so they started talking, and she said, well, why don't we get together and play after school tomorrow? He said, yeah, sure. So they went to school the next day, and then he brought his guitar, and then she didn't show up. And so he locked his guitar in the classroom, and he was going to go home and commit suicide. And this girl came running up to him later and said, no, no, don't leave. Don't leave. I'm here. And he said, oh, I left my guitar. She said, you can use my guitar. And then she started to share the songs that she sings. And it's based on, she says, did you know that there's actually song books in the Bible?
Wow.
And then that's how she used the Bible to start telling him about Christ. And then he got saved, and God has given him new life, essentially, because he was going to take his life. Yeah. Well, amazing.
Well, it's so cool because this is actually, it's called the Serendipity Student Bible.
Did you come upon it serendipitously?
Yes, actually.
Really?
A lady in my church, she was our small group leader, and she took us to a course. And so this is specifically geared for students. So there's all sorts of helps all the way through it for students to understand the Bible better, right? Those moments when you read something, you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And so there's little things in it. So I love at the beginning of the Psalms, it says, the moods of the various Psalms embrace the whole range of human experience, from exuberant praise to despair, from intense anger and doubt about God's care to hope for a future based precisely upon God's care. They can help us express emotions that otherwise we might not have words for or feel right about. The Psalms catch the reality of our up and down relationship with God, but they also move us steadily along the path of knowing God.
Hmm.
And that's what the Psalms are about. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why we picked them was, like I said to Carrie, what are some of the Psalms that sort of stand out to you? And, you know, you immediately said, you know, certain ones. And then I was like, yeah, those ones are cool because they elicit something.
Yes.
As we've read them, we've connected. It's where, whether or not we were feeling angry or sad or upset or doubting God. Because so many of these, David is even saying, are you even listening to me.
Where are you?
Where are you? Or he's like, you're going to smite my enemies. And you're like, yeah. And then should I be feeling this way? And you're like, well, if David felt this way, well then, you know. So, well then why don't we start, we'll read Psalm 1. And it goes like this. This is NIV 1984 version. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff, like the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
So, Jen, you said immediately that this is one of your favorites. So why is that?
Every time I read this psalm, I get a picture.
Okay.
Of a tree beside a river, and its roots are just drinking so full in that river that nothing is ever going to knock it over. And it's this wonderful big,
like a willow?
No.
Oh.
Like just this leafy, big, wonderfully shaped maple tree, you know, with the perfectly round, the thick trunk, and those wonderful like roots that are going down, and you're like the kind of tree that you want to lean up against, and you're like, yeah, this tree isn't going anywhere.
Solid shade.
It's solid. Like the whole thing is solid, and you want it, and like Carrie said, it's solid shade. Like you're sitting there and you're like, yeah. And then the fact that, you know, it says, and whose leaf, it says, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers. Like, it reminds me that if I delight in the law of the Lord, that means the Torah or, you know, the entire scripture. And for David in particular, it was the Torah. He was given the Torah, and all kings were told, write out your own copy of the Torah. Get it inside of yourself so that you worship me, that you know what the Torah says.
Yeah.
Which I think is one of the reasons why when I do my devotions, I write out the verse. There is something about reading it and writing it and then making sure I'm writing it correctly.
Right.
Because then it comes in, it becomes part of who I am. And so David is saying, you know, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted. Like, so to be that tree, that steadfast tree, it comes from meditating on the word of God. Like, if we want to be rock solid, we need to delight in the law. We need to meditate on it. And it also goes on, like, before that it says, it does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners.
So he's saying what that man does in verse 2, but what he doesn't do.
Yes.
Is also important.
Yes. Yes. So it's like he gets his counsel not from wicked people. So he's actually mindful of who he listens to. And I think sometimes we forget about that. Who are we surrounding ourselves with? Who's on that inner circle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reminded about what Paul says about not being yoked with unbelievers. And we often think, well, that's business partners or that's your husband.
Yeah.
But we don't. Those people who are on the inner circle, who pour into our lives, do they know Jesus? Are they walking with the Lord?
Right.
And if they aren't walking with the Lord, how much do we allow them to speak into us?
And I think that can be hard, especially if you don't come from a Christian family, or maybe you're the only Christian in your home. But I think that's where the beauty of the church body comes into play.
Yes.
And we just had a meeting tonight at church, and I was so thankful for the older women who have really encouraged me over my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not part of a church family, I encourage you to step out, find a Bible-believing church that preaches the gospel and preaches Jesus according to the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and get connected there with other people who can really encourage you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so where it says, you know, he doesn't walk, the things he doesn't do, doesn't walk in the counsel of wicked, doesn't stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, but he does delight in the Lord. And as a result, I always like the if-then statements.
Yes.
If you do this, then this will happen.
Yes.
And there are so many of those things in Scripture. Excuse me. I think we forget about that. If we meditate on the law, if we are careful about who's pouring into our lives and who we're hanging out with, then we really will be like that tree planted by streams of waters, who leaves don't wither, who brings forth in, fruit in season, and whatever he does prospers. Now, that does
sounds like a good deal.
It is a good deal. You would think it is.
It sounds like a good deal.
And, you know, and prospers means does well. It doesn't mean you're making $1 million every day, but it means whatever you put your hand to, will prosper.
Like Joseph.
Yeah, there will be blessing in it.
Yeah.
And then I love the fact that it goes on to say, not so the wicked.
They're like chaff.
They are like chaff that the wind blows away, and they will not stand in the judgment, nor in the righteous, in the assembly of the righteous. Like, because they are choosing not to follow God, they will not receive heaven. And it's very clear, like, the righteous, to be righteous means to be right with God. It doesn't mean that you know, you do all the right things, because lots of people think that they're good. And there are lots of good people, but they're not right with God. And that is the only way to heaven, is to be right with God. And the only way that we can ever be right with God is through the work that Jesus did on the cross. And I think as believers, sometimes we can get caught up in the good things that we do. And we are called to do good things, but that's not what we're saved by.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to admit that recently, you know, I'd been really busy doing lots of things, you know, helping, whatever. But I was neglecting spending as much time in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And when I look at when it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, I realized that a lot of what I was listening to was not actually the Word. Like, I would listen to a lot of music. I listened to a lot of podcasts, sometimes teaching about, like, philosophy and medicine and all that stuff, which is good, but it's not the Word of God, which is transformative.
Yes.
And so I decided for a week to not listen to those things and to only listen to an audio Bible. And I thought maybe I wasn't taking in a lot of it, but I noticed that my disposition has changed. The way I'm my first thoughts are not the same. They're more geared towards thinking about God or about praying about someone else.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an easy way to be meditating on the Word of God, is just kind of replacing something else you're listening to with the Word.
Kind of that's cool. So cool.
Yeah.
But that's an example of how you can get the Word of God in, is by fasting from something. Like fasting from, you know, watching a half hour of TV or Netflix and saying, you know what, I'm going to take that half an hour and I'm going to spend it with the Lord. Because so often people are like, well, I don't have time to read my Bible. And we want to encourage you as we're beginning this new year, or whenever you happen to listen, you know,
to this,
it's always a new start then. Just make a new start. Don't say, well, I'll just wait till next week or I'll wait till next. No, make the new start today. His mercy is new every day. And verse 6 says, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Like, don't put it off. Don't put it off. If you're feeling convicted now, like, okay, I need, and then just push pause on the video right now.
And go open it up.
And just go open it up. Turn to someone and let God speak to you.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, every time, and I love the fact that this is at the very beginning of the Psalms, because it draws me in. I want to read more, because I want to be right before God, but I also want to produce fruit. But that comes from that relationship with God. It's like, I love Jesus, and because I love Jesus, then I want to do the right things. I do want to produce fruit, but then that comes from reading his Word, which causes me to love him even more, which it's this cycle that we need to get in, and it starts by reading the Word.
And that comes, you want to bear fruits of righteousness, and the New Testament talks about the fruit of righteousness.
Right.
And we're righteous by faith in Christ. So we can't actually bear fruit that's righteous unless we are first in Christ, realizing what he's done for us.
Yeah.
and then reading His Word.
Yeah.
Right?
So as we finish off this episode, there's a couple of things we want you to think about specifically. Who is pouring into your life? Who is in your inner circle? Who are you listening to? Are you allowing people who don't know Jesus to be the loudest voice? They need to be in your life. No, we're not saying not to have them in your life. But what we are saying is who's the loudest voice.
Yeah.
So making sure that you take stock of who actually is speaking into your life. And secondly, are you delighting in the law of the Lord? Are you spending time in His Word so that actually that becomes the most loudest voice of all, so that when people say things or stuff happens, then you go to the Word and you're like, okay, well, this is what the Bible says.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to do those two things, to take stock of who's the loudest voice. And secondly, are you meditating on the Word of God? And then are you producing fruit? Are you producing righteous fruit, as Carrie says? And I realize that it's always in cycles. And some days we produce way more fruit, and sometimes it feels like it's a drought. But the Lord has His seasons, right? There are seasons to fruit production. And so we encourage you to spend some time with the Lord, reading over Psalm 1 and asking Him to speak to you about those three things.
All right. Well, why don't we just pray?
All right.
Thank you, Father, for your word.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you'd write it on our heart and mind, that you'd help us to delight in it, and that you would use your word, your truth, to guide our life. I pray that you would help us and our viewers to hunger and thirst for righteousness and to be reading your word regularly. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for them. Thank you so much for Jen and Robbie and just the whole team that makes this happen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same website, neweveryday.tv. And hope that you'll tune in for another song.
I feel a song coming on.
Right on.
Next week.
Bye.